Okay, good evening, everybody. It is an absolute zechus to be here learning with everyone on this beautiful Thursday evening. I'd like to thank our generous sponsors of tonight's shir, my very dear in-laws, Richard and Mary Chandler, who sponsored in honor of the upcoming bar mitzvah of their grandson, Moshe, who's here. Moshe also deserves a big yasher kof because not only does he come, his coming is L'Shem Shemayim, because often when there's leftover food, we bring it home. So he's not coming for the food because he'd get the food anyways. And he comes and he sets up. I don't even ask him. He does it with a smile. And we hope, Richard and Mary, that you'll have much nachas from your grandson, all your grandchildren, and even your son-in-law. So thank you. Thank you. And the learning tonight will be a zechus for Moshe to grow up to be a big Talmud Chacham. I want to welcome as well my very dear parents who schlepped here for the shir. I think also L'Shem Shemayim because they didn't need anything. And hopefully you'll have loads of nachas as well from your mishpacha. So as many know, we have Moshe's bar mitzvah is next week. Next Thursday is his actual bar mitzvah. And there's a Shabbos. You should have received an invitation in the mail. If you didn't, here's the invitation. Shacharis next Shabbos, 9 o'clock. Hopefully the speech will be good, and there'll be a kiddush after davening, and everyone is invited. And I thought I would take some time to research what exactly is the bar mitzvah. Is it really such a Jewish concept to have a celebration of the bar mitzvah? What is it? Is it just a celebration for the bar mitzvah boy and his family? Is there an element of simcha for everyone else? Some people are throwing extravagant bar mitzvahs. What's the place for that? It's not even in the Torah, which is interesting. Bris Milah is in the Torah. There's no mention of Bar Mitzvah in the Torah. Some say when Avraham Avinu made a Suda of a Yigmal, right? The Torah says he made this big Suda with Yitzchak. Maybe the Medrash talks about Bar Mitzvah. In the Torah, there's no Bar Mitzvah. What exactly is it? You do find, I saw some interesting stories of big people, Gedolim, who kind of downplayed Bar Mitzvahs. They asked the Chafetz Chaim, how come the irreligious, this is already in Poland, in the early 1900s, the late 1800s, the irreligious, the Chilonim, would make massive bar mitzvahs. Right? You see this now sometimes in the news. Famous celebrities are throwing these crazy bar mitzvah parties with stars and athletes and people who stand against everything about the word mitzvah, but they're making these. So they asked the Chafetz Chaim, why is it that some of the irreligious are making these big, massive bar mitzvahs, but by the religious, they don't make such a big deal? The Chafetz Chaim said, because by the irreligious, so the bar mitzvah is the one day in his life he's going to wear tefillin and daven. So it's the one day you're going to make a big party. But for us, you take a look at the second paragraph in source number one. We're not going to read the whole story inside. He says, "Lo kein hacharedim udvar Hashem." Not so the religious. Sheyom bar mitzvah hu ayom harishon shemaschil ani tefillin. The first day he wears tefillin. Okay, by us, many people have the custom a month before, but it's the first day he wears tefillin. Umikan veilach yamshich lanicham kol yom echaya. From that day on, he'll wear them his whole life. Im kein ein sorich lasos esek gadol mehuma gedola kol kach. There's no reason to make such a big tumult, make such a big deal. Every day, ki kol achayim hu bar mitzvah. His whole life is a bar mitzvah. That sounds like what I say on Mother's Day, which is every day is Mother's Day. It comes from the Chafetz Chaim. By the religious, every day is bar mitzvah. What's the big deal? He's downplaying a bar mitzvah. Someone came to meet the Satmar Rebbe, and he was very rushed. He said, "I have to run. I'm going to a bar mitzvah." So the Satmar Rebbe said, "Is it an Americana bar mitzvah? Is it an American bar mitzvah? Or is it a regular bar mitzvah?" He said, "What do you mean?" He goes, "Well, if it's an American bar mitzvah, you have to be there right on time. Because if you're late, you miss the whole thing. But if it's a regular bar mitzvah, you're late. The bar mitzvah is just the start. You'll celebrate the mitzvahs the next day." They both seem to be downplaying bar mitzvahs. The flip side is you actually see in source, if you turn the page, in source number three, the Yamshel Shlomo, the Marshal. The Yamshel Shlomo, I think 1500s, precedes the Ramah. The Ramah, Ramosha Israelist, The Ramban Shulchan Aruch gets a lot of his halacha from the Yamshel Shlomo. The Yamshel Shlomo writes, V'sudas bar mitzvah shosim ha'ashkenazim, the suda of a bar mitzvah, l'cha'ora seemingly, and listen to these words, ein l'cha se'udas mitzvah gedola mizu. There's no greater sudas mitzvah. We have a bris milah, we have a pidyon ben, we have a chasana, we have a hachnasa sefer Torah, we have a siyum, we have a lot of sudas mitzvahs we like to eat. Ein l'cha se'udas mitzvah gedola mizu. Now, I'm not saying it's a contradiction between the Yamshel Shlomo and the Chafetz Chaim, but while the Chafetz Chaim and the Satmar Rebbe seem to be downplaying the celebration of the Bar Mitzvah, the Yamshel Shlomo, which is a halachic source, says that you don't find a greater Seuda, a greater celebration than that of a Bar Mitzvah. So what, why? What is it? What's so great? What are we really celebrating? So I'd like to share really two approaches. One I think is pretty intuitive, and we'll try to add a new twist to it. But it's something that we all can relate anytime we're at a bar mitzvah. And it comes from the Ben Ishchai. The Ben Ishchai in Source 5 writes something very beautiful. He's talking about the father says the bracha of Baruch Sheftarani, and then on the second line, right after the three little dots, the Ben Ishchai writes, V'yishtadel lasos su'uda le'ohavim v'reim. You should make a meal, a party, for your friends and your loved ones. V'yazmin ba tamid chachamim, invite scholars. We'll come back to this in a little bit. V'yarbe b'su'uda v'simcha kiyad Hashem atova alav. You should add, you should increase, it should be special, kafi, based on what Hashem has given you, your means. Why? What's so special? Listen to these words. Shesu'uda zu, this su'uda, he sanegoria gedol al Yisrael. This is the great defense of Klal Yisrael. What's the great defense? Sheyomru melitze yosher. You hear it at a funeral, they should be a melitze yosher. So those who go to Hashem up in Shemayim, the malachim, the deceased, who go to Hashem and they defend Klal Yisrael, and they beg HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help Klal Yisrael. The Melitze Yosher will go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and they will say, Ribono Shel Olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Re'ei Banecha, look at your sons, Kamehim Smechim, look how happy they are. What are they happy about? Al Asher Nichnasim Be'ol Mitzvosecha. They could say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, look at your people, there are hundreds of people who are happy. Happy about what? This is actually, Mefarshim say, that Shabbina Rav used to say, it's really the one simcha that's completely spiritual. There's no physical element to it. When a bris milah, there's a new baby. Parents now have a child. There's a continuity of the family name, certainly when there's a boy. The name lives on. There's another person in the family. The wedding, there's a wedding, there's a house. Husband and wife can be together, can live together, can build a bayis neman, the Yisrael. What's the simcha of a bar mitzvah? There's no other element, there's no ulterior motive, there's no physical, you're not getting anything. You get a child by the bris, you build a house, you're going to be married now. The bar mitzvah is purely spiritual. So we all are happy. Why are we happy? We're just happy because there's another Jew doing mitzvahs. There's another Jew doing mitzvahs. Unbelievable. There's more kvod shemayim. There's another mitzvah. There's another limud Torah. There's another pair of tefillin being worn. The simcha is purely because look at your sons asher nichnasim ba'ol mitzvah secha. The Chassam Sofer says something unbelievable. I've quoted this Chassam Sofer at a few bar mitzvahs. What's the first mitzvah that a bar mitzvah does? What was the first mitzvah you did in your halachic life? What's the first mitzvah? So it could be Kriya Shema. In fact, the Ger Rebbe says that that's why all of Shas starts with what's the opening mission on Shas? Maybe it's like Korvin Shema. virus. Now the pshat is because vayera vayboker, that star halachic day starts with night, but the Ger Rebbe said, because that's the first mitzvah you do as a Jew, is Kriya Shema Shel Arvis. Now, that's not always true. First of all, if a person davens Mincha Marav, like I'm going to be careful that next week, my son on Wednesday night, your bar mitzvah is Thursday, right? Wednesday night will not daven Mincha Marav Bizman, because then he's not being Yotzei Shema in the proper time. The first mitzvah should be Lechachila. He's not going to daven Marav until probably 10:10. So is Shema necessarily the first mitzvah? So what else could it be? Some say it should be Kibud Aveim, based on Yerushalmi, Rav Kook says. So right when you become a mitzvah, so Tzei Sakul Chavim next week, I don't know, 8:50 or so, 8:55, Moshe, go get a cup of water for your mother. Clean up your room, set the table for Shabbos, Kibud Aveim, the first mitzvah is Kibud Aveim. The Chassam Sofer says, no. What's the first mitzvah? What mitzvah is that? So I saw a big Talmud Chacham at a bar mitzvah this week. I was talking about this. He told me, Emuna. First mitzvah is Emuna. Right when you come, it's a thing about Hashem, Emuna. Look at this Chassam Sofer in Source 7. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. The Amarti, the end of the first line. Shezehu mitzvah rishona shemekayim hanar. Miyad b'knisas shnas yudal b'tzeisak l'chavim. This is the first mitzvah that this child will do when the beginning of the 14th year, that's his bar mitzvah, at tzeisak l'chavim, who? Sus v'sameach. He's joyous and happy. Shezoche l'kabel ol mitzvos Hashem elokav. The first mitzvah is a simcha that I have mitzvos. That's a mitzvah? What mitzvah is that? Don't tell me mitzvah gedol aliyos b'simcha tamid. That's Rav Nachman Breslov. Sam Sofer was not referring to Rav Nachman. He says v'simcha mitzvah sase deraisa la'avdo b'simcha uvetuv leila meirov kol. It's a pasuk in Sefer Devarim. The Sam Sofer says it's a mitzvah deraisa to be b'simcha. And what's that simcha that we have mitzvahs? V'amarti. Shalom is parish b'torah l'smach b'yom zeh. Never says that you should be happy on this day, this year bar mitzvah. Like Shavuos. Never says in the Torah that Shavuos is man matan Torah seinu. Never says Shavuos is kabbalah Torah. Why? Because then it's going to be a burden. It should be natural. He says, if you skip down two lines, ki lo yitachin sheyitzave osana b'mitzvah saseh sheneschayev l'smach b'kabbalah ol al tzavarinu. God's not going to command us that this is the day. Im kein simcha zu gufa ol hi al tzavarenu. It is the simcha. V'anachnu smeichim me atzmenu shezachinu lakabel ol toraseinu alinu. We're naturally, organically, automatically full of simcha that we have Torah and mitzvahs. That's the first mitzvah a bar or bat mitzvah for that matter can do when they become a bar mitzvah, to be sameach that they have mitzvahs. And the Ben Yishchai says that's the simcha for all of us. Why is everyone happy? There's another yid doing mitzvahs, and the Melitza Yosher and Shemayim could say to Kadosh Baruch Hu, look, there are hundreds of people, dozens of people, whatever the amount of people are there, are happy only because Kula Ruchnius, purely spiritual. And Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says there's a halachic application to this. Someone asked, what happens if you have a kid who becomes a bar mitzvah during a Aseres Yemei Teshuva? Is that the right time to have a bar mitzvah celebration? It's often not frivolous, but you're dancing to, you know, whatever the popular song. I know Rosh Hashanah's time, they didn't have some of the music that we have today, but they're dancing. You're joyous. It's Aseres Yemei Teshuva is a serious time. You're about to have a Yom Hadin, Yom Kippur. So should you push it off? We've had bar mitzvahs in the shul during Aseres Yemei Teshuva. Rosh Hashanah says the opposite. That is, what is the simcha? What are we aiming for on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? Hashivenu avinu l'sar secha. So the simcha is that there's more mitzvahs in the world. There's more kvod shemayim. There's more Torah being learned. That is appropriate during a Aseres Yemei Teshuva. And that's one approach to a bar mitzvah. But that's not what the Mefarshim say. That's not the mainstream pshat. The mainstream pshat is something very beautiful. There's a Magen Avraham in source number 10. The Shulchan Aruch says nothing about bar mitzvah. The Shulchan Aruch just talks about the bracha of Baruch Shabtarani, which is a fascinating bracha. There's a big machlokas with Shemu Malchus, without Shemu Malchus, but that's all the Shulchan Aruch says. On that Shulchan Aruch, the Magen Avraham in source 10 says, mitzvah, it's a few words in, mitzvah, ala adam, lasos suda, biyom, shenasu bino bar mitzvah. There's a mitzvah, not just a nice thing, not just like a concession. It's a mitzvah to make a suda on the day that he became a bar mitzvah. Kiyom shenichnas l'chuppah. And we'll talk about that at the end of this year. What does that have to do with a chuppah? Okay, you make a party at a wedding, you make a party at a bar mitzvah, and what? You're not getting married, Moshe, yet.
Is it a mitzvah to get married?
It's machlokas rishonim, whether it's a mitzvah to get married, or the mitzvah to get married is just a stepping stone, a hechsher mitzvah for Purvu. But what exactly is the connection to wedding? We'll come back to that. But says the Magen Avraham, there's a mitzvah to make a suda on the day. And he says if it's not on the day, then if the bachar habar mitzvah gives a drasha, then even that party can become a sudas mitzvah. The real sudas mitzvah is on the day, the actual bo bayom. Where does he get... Yeah. Interesting. The Ben Ish Chai says that, see, there wouldn't be a bracha, there's no mitzvah per se, but the bracha you could ask on is Shechianu. Why doesn't he say Shechianu v'kiyamanu v'giyanu l'azman hazeh? That's an excellent question. We get to the Yamim Tovim, we say Shechianu. Why not a bar mitzvah? Some say, no, this isn't an answer, this just strengthens your question. Some say that the bar mitzvah boy, when he wears his new suit, or his new hat, and he says a Shechianu. Not everyone today says a Shechianu on a new suit, but if he has a new suit, he says a Shechianu. Have in mind that Shechianu, the Kiyonu, the Giyonu, the Zman, is there, then I'm becoming a Bar Mitzvah. But that doesn't answer your question. That actually strengthens your question. Why isn't there a Shechianu? I don't have a good answer for that. It could be that if he doesn't do right, then it's not Shechianu, the Kiyonu, the Giyonu, the Zman, is there. But you don't want to tell the kid. You maybe hold off on a Shechianu to see if you're going to wake up for Shachar on Sunday.
Yeah, so we've actually had many bar mitzvahs in the shul during Aseres and Meshuvah. It is the shortest parsha in the Torah in Vayelech, so it's a very popular parsha to end in the summer. I can tell you in the past, Rabbi Luban always takes the Haftorah for Shabbat Shuvah for himself, and for any bar mitzvah that we've had in the shul, he's usually doch as kavod, and he lets the bar mitzvah boy do it. And I actually think it's a very powerful statement. Because the Bar Mitzvah boy just became a Kabbalah Ol Mitzvos, and he's already saying Shuva L'Hashem.
Beautiful.
But he just became, so it goes to show that, you know, maybe in the short time, he went astray, maybe he did something wrong. I think it sends a powerful message to the shul, and to everyone else, that this Bar Mitzvah boy, who just is a Kabbal, he's already doing
beautiful
Shuva right out of the gate.
Beautiful, beautiful.
It doesn't obligate?
I'd be more happy to give it up for Bar Mitzvah. That's not an issue. So where is this Magen Avraham get this from, and why should there really be a difference between the day that he becomes Bar Mitzvah or 3 days later? Right? If you learn like we've been learning until now, that the Simcha is, there's another Jew learning Torah and doing mitzvahs, so who cares if it's the Bo Bayom or if it's 3 days later? Right? You can't, we push off Purim, right? We push off Yom Tov. Why does it matter if it actually is the Bo Bayom? So it comes from a very interesting Yam Shel Shlomo from a Gemara. Take a look at this Gemara in Source 11. The Gemara, it's a Gemara in Baba Kama, it's also a Gemara in Kiddushin. The Gemara is coming on the heels of the well-known story of Dama ben Nesina. If you remember, the Gemara says that Dama ben Nesina was a non-Jew in Ashkelon, and his father, there were keys, right? They had the avanim for the ephod. The keys were under his father's pillow. His father was sleeping, the Chachamim came, they knocked on the door, they offered him a lot of money, and he didn't want to wake up his father for Kibud Avim. Unbelievable. And next year he got rewarded, and a Parah Aduma was born into his flock, and he made the money that he otherwise lost the year before. The Gemara says, if he gets reward and he wasn't obligated, because the non-Jew was not obligated in Kibud Av V'Aim, Alachas Kama V'Kama, us who are obligated, because we know the rule, Gadol HaMetzuva V'Yoseh, Mimi She'enu Metzuva V'Yoseh. Counterintuitive, one is rewarded more when they're obligated than when they do something optional or by their own volition. Why is that? It's not for now. You get more reward when you're obligated in something. So on that Gemara, take a look, source number 11. Amar of Yosef. A very interesting Gemara. Now, one background information. There's a machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, whether a blind individual is pater from mitzvos or chayav mitzvos. Rabbi Yehuda says a blind person is pater in all mitzvos asay, and the Chachamim say a blind person is chayav mitzvos. So says the Gemara, Amar of Yosef, and what do we know about Rav Yosef? Rav Yosef was blind. Amar of Yosef, May Reish Hava Amina. Initially, I thought, Man da Amar Halacha Kirab Yehuda, the one who says that the Halacha follows Rav Yehuda, that a blind person is Pater in mitzvos, he's exempt, da Amar Suma Pater mina mitzvos, Ka Avidna Yoma Tova L'Rabbanan. I would make a Yontif, which Rashi says is a party. I would make a party if you told me that the halacha is a blind person is exempt from mitzvahs. Why? Why would I make a party? My time, a delomif kidna, lomif kadina, the kavidna mitzvahs. I'm not obligated, and I'm doing mitzvahs. Rav Yosef did mitzvahs, so I'm going to make a huge party because I'm exempt and I'm doing mitzvahs. Unbelievable, I'm going to get such a schar. But he says, hashta deshamas lahadr b'chanina. Now that I heard Rabbi Chanina, the Amr Rabbi Chanina, Gadol HaMetzuva V'Yoseh, Mi She'enu Metzuva V'Yoseh, you get more reward if you're obligated. So who do I want to be right now? Man da Amr Li, Ein Halacha K'Rabbi Yehuda, the one who says the Halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda, the Halacha is like the Chachamim, that you're Chayav in Mitzvos, Avidna Yoma Tavah L'Rabbanan. I'll make a party for the Rabbanan. Why? T'chi Mifkadina, I'm obligated, Isli Igra Tfei, I get more reward. So Rabbi Yosef says, if you're going to tell me the halacha follows the Chachamim, that a blind individual is obligated in the mitzvos, I am going to make a massive party. Yom Tov L'Rabban, I'm going to make a yontif. Why? Because I'm obligated, and I'm doing it, I get a tremendous amount of schar. So it comes along the Yamshel Shlomo, and the Yamshel says, wait a second. Nothing changed in Rabbi Yosef. He's obligated. But because he found out that he would get more reward, what would he do? He would make a party. So if you have a bar mitzvah boy who's going from not chayav to chayav, think about all the schar he's going to get, make a party. Right? Moshe, next Wednesday afternoon, you're going to learn. And you're going to get schar. But you're an Einim Mitzvah Yosef, you're not chayav. They're a banan. You're going to do Kibud Av V'Aim. You better. You're going to get some schar. You're going to daven mincha. You're going to get some schar. But now Myra comes, says Sakal Chavim, every mitzvah you do, you're a mitzvah v'yoseh. Kal v'chomer, Rabbi Chanina was going to make a party, not changing his status, just finding out that you get more schar. So actually, you're going to make a party because of the schar that you're going to get, because now you're chayav in mitzvahs. That's what the Yamshel Shlomo says. You can take a look at it later in source number 13. And this is the way many of the Mefarshim, the Machzor Shekel explains the Magen Avraham and others, the party is because you are becoming chayav in mitzvahs. And when you're chayav, give me one second, when you're chayav in mitzvahs, you get more schar, you get more reward, and therefore it's worthwhile to make a party. Making a party because you're going to be receiving a tremendous amount of reward from being chayav in mitzvos. Yes?
Does this prove that the party itself is like a sudashel mitzvah or not?
It's...
Because Rabbi Yosef never said that it was going to be sudashel mitzvah, just it's not sudashel.
He's saying, how does that prove that it's a sudas mitzvah? I'm going to guess... It's because what's the words he used? Hava avidna yoma tova l'rabbanan. What does that mean, a yom tov? Our meal is on yontif. Yontif is a mitzvah. Right? Your yontif meal is a sudas mitzvah. So I'm assuming the Yashar Shlomo gets it because of the fact. Now, Rav Avadya Yosef actually. What?
It says, Lama Yikra Suez Mitzvah.
Yeah, yeah, and he says over there where it's underlined, Shiroi Lasos Yom Tov. I think it's coming from Yom Tov. That's referring to when it's not the right day. But if it's 3 days later, so what's the party? The status already changed. So that's why he says that the Bar Mitzvah boy says a Dvar Torah, says a Drasha. So then, even though it's not the actual Bo Bayom, that's why in a lot of circles, they're very particular to make the Seuda on the actual day of the Bar Mitzvah. That's in line with this Yom Shel Shlomo. If it's 4 days later, if it's a week later, or in some cases, 6 weeks earlier, so nothing's changing. My brother made a Bar Mitzvah this past Sunday in Baltimore, 6 weeks before his son's Bar Mitzvah. You still have maybe the Ben Ish Chai, that it's about more Jews doing mitzvahs or an excuse to have a party, I'm not sure. But that's the way the Yom Shel Shlomo explains. It's the change of status from Pater to Chayav and the tremendous schar that a person's going to get. Give me 2 minutes. I had the following thought that I wanted to add on. It's interesting. This is Rav Yosef. Who else in Shas, or where else in Shas do we find a big Su'uda, a Yontif being made? Anyone know? What scenario? Where are Dafyomi learners? If you're not Dafyomi learner, you can just cheat and look at the next source in the packet. Source number 15. Look at this Gemara. Abaye says, Tasty Lee, I want my reward to be when I get to Shemayim. Dechi chazina tzurva me'rabanan deshalem mesechte. Abaye says, when I see the young scholars who finish the Masechta, Avidna, same words, Yoma, Tava, L'Rabbanan. I'll make a Yom Tov to the Rabbanan. It's interesting, Abaye was a Talmud Muvhak of Rav Yosef. Abaye was a Talmud Muvhak of Rav Yosef. How do I know that? Because the Gemara in Kiddushin says that Abaye said, when I see the ear of Rav Yosef's Chamor, I would stand up. Kavod Rav. It was a Rebbe Muvak. By Rebbe Muvak, once you see the Rebbe Muvak, you have to stand up. If it's not a Rebbe Muvak, it's only Dalet Amos. When I see the ear of the donkey of Rav Yosef, I would stand up. And the post can actually bring you proof from there that if the Talmud Chacham is blind, you still have to stand up. Even though he doesn't see, you stand up. Abaye is standing up for Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef can't see. Okay, that's an interesting point. But it's interesting that Abaye was a Talmud of Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef made a great Yom Tov L'Rabbanan, the Suda for Bar Mitzvah. Abaye understood, I guess, from him, this idea of a Suda, a Yom Tov, and he made a Yom Tov, a Suda, on a Siyam. I saw unbelievable insight, I believe, the Belzer Rebbe, as to why is it Yom Tov L'Rabbanan. If you look back in Source 15, Abaye says, when we finish a Masechta, I'm going to make a Yom Tov L'Rabbanan. Why the Rabbanan? So he explains that those who learn, those who are Talmidei Chachamim, they understand that a Siyum is not a completion only of what you've learned. It's a trigger to learn more. When a person finishes a Masechta and they realize, wow, I can now learn the next Masechta and the rest of my learning will be enhanced because I learned this Masechta, they appreciate what a Siyum is. It's not just a recognition of the past. If you focus too much on the past, it blinds you from the future. So I'll make a Yom Tov to the Rabbanim because they understand that a Siyum gives you more of a Cheshek and a drive to learn. I was thinking that Rav Yosef uses the same language for his case, which is our source for Bar Mitzvah. Hava Avidna Yoma Tova L'Rabbanan. It's the Rabbanan. It's those who are into Torah and Mitzvos who appreciate that the Bar Mitzvah, it's not, oh, I finished the stage of being a Katan and now I'm a Gadol. It's what the future is going to bring. So the Suda, the Yom Tov for the Rabbanan is because of the future, all the Torah and the Mitzvos that the child is going to learn. And that is really the classic explanation of the Bar Mitzvah. based on that Gemara, that's a change of status. The child's going from Pater to Chayav, and as a Bar Chiyuva, there's an endless schar, and we celebrate that schar. I had put you on hold a little while ago.
This is probably a zero order question. When exactly does that change take place? Because I was always told when I was younger that it was 13 years and one day. But then I've had people make bar mitzvahs on the 13th birthday exactly.
So I believe there is an opinion that says you need what's called me'es le'es, meaning the exact time. And right, because sometimes it can be less than the child was born today at 7:30 p.m. His bar mitzvah is going to be 9 o'clock p.m. the day before. I believe that 13 in a day, it is that first day. That you don't need a full day. It's on the first day of his 14th year. It is because the that is your first day, right? Moshe was born on Yud Tammuz, almost 13 years ago. So on when you hit Yud Tammuz, he's starting his 14th year.
Okay, I was told it was Yud, would have been Yud Aleph.
I don't believe so.
Okay, great.
But
so it's Ben Ashmasho, so it creates,
that's always it's an issue. But it's an issue for the Bris Milah, more importantly, but that does become an issue. I want to just take a few minutes to right. You have a problem with Shabbos. I want to take a few minutes just to discuss this idea of it's like a day of the chuppah, because that seems like a funny connection. It's a beautiful thing. More mitzvahs, more Torah, the change in status, the schar. But why does the Magen Avraham says ki yom hachuppah? It happens to be it comes from a Zohar that the day of the bar mitzvah, the tzaddikim would make a suda ki yom Tisalik l'chuppah, like the day that you go to chuppah. And what connection is there? It happens to be that people took this connection seriously. I read a story that one time Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, went to a bar mitzvah of someone he was connected with's son, and when he was leaving, the bar mitzvah boy and his father walked Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky out. Like, you know, they've got a little door, came, you want to walk him out, escort him out. So when they were walking him out, Reb Chaim turned around and he said to the bar mitzvah boy, you don't have to walk me out because Chasan Domel Melech. We spoke about this in the wedding customs Thursday Night Live. The Chasan is like a melech, like a king. And it's not the way for the king to go outside and escort other people. If a bar mitzvah boy is like a Chasan, it means the bar mitzvah boy has the status of a melech. It happens to be that for my older son, Yechiel's bar mitzvah, I put together a small kuntras on some halachas of bar mitzvah, and I had sent a letter to Rav Asher Weiss with a bunch of shaylas, and if you take a look in source number 21, I just scanned it from there. I asked him at the end of the shayla to give a bracha to my son, and he writes, Bikesh mimeni kvo toraso levarech es chasan hamitzvos. You asked me to give a bracha to the chasan hamitzvos. He's calling the bar mitzvah the chasan hamitzvos. And in fact, if you remember, which I'm sure you do, at Yechiel's bar mitzvah, during the Yamod, they didn't do habachar habar mitzvah, they did a chasan habar mitzvah. It's called by great mefarshim chasan. Now, lest you think this is just shtick, you ready for this? I'm not sure if the shul's ready to change this minhag. I can't imagine anyone would have a hard time. Ravad Yosef has a tshuva, and he quotes around a dozen mefarshim who say that when a bar mitzvah boy is present, what should we not do?
No
tachnun. Okay, there's going to be a petition to change the shul minhag. Moshe's bar mitzvah's Thursday. Get out of Hurachim. Hold out for more money, Moshe. You'll charge them. The early menu will pay you more. Chashan, we love Tachanun here. Rav Avadi, you can take a look at later in Source 22. He quotes many Achronim. And in fact, Rav Shlomo Zalman paskins that way. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach paskined at his grandson's bar mitzvah. No Tachanun. Even in the hall, if there's a shul, there's a hall, and like we have sometimes at the Bris Milah, a hall is taking place, no Tachanun. It's a chasan. He's like a chasan, the same way that a chasan exempts you. They're taking it very literally. In fact, and I don't have a good answer for this, there was once a Shabbos, there was a bar mitzvah boy there, which happens a lot, And people got up and they said the same way that you or Shlomo Zalman say, you shouldn't say Tachanun, we should skip Avarachman. Skip Avarachman. Avarachman and Tachanun. When there's a Chassan, there's no Avarachman, don't do Avarachman. So they bring the story down. It's in Source 23, the last page. And for Shlomo Zalman, they skipped Avarachman. The Shliach Tzibur did Ashrei, and even in Rosh Hashanah Shul, they don't ask him, right? They skipped Avarachamim, they went right to Ashrei, and they were done. Rosh Hashanah got up, and he said, go back and do Avarachamim.
What?
Go back and do Avarachamim. He says, you can't make your own extensions, extrapolations. It's different. There's a difference between Tachanun and Avarachamim. Now, why is it different? I don't know. It doesn't say in the Sefer I brought this down. It seems to be pretty compelling. If you're going to skip Tachanun, skip Avarachamim also. So I don't have a good shot. But the point I'm trying to bring out is that this connection between Bar Mitzvah and Chassan, which is almost like a throwaway line in the Magen Avraham, it was taken seriously by Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky and Rav Asher Weiss. And Halacha L'maisa, Rav Avadya quotes many Achronim who skipped Tachanun. Now, that doesn't explain to us what's the pshat. In what way is he like a chassan? You tell me that a chassan now has more mitzvahs because he's married, and so to the bar mitzvah boy has more mitzvahs. I think that's weak. So I'd like to suggest, the following pshat. My own, I wouldn't call it a chiddush, but my own idea, you take it or leave it, you can tell me what you think. Why do we call it a bar mitzvah? What do we call a person who speaks a lot of Lashon Hara? We don't know. A Baal Lashon Hara. What do we call a person who does a lot of Averas? A Baal Avera. You've heard that phrase. A Baal Avera, a Baal Lashon Hara. Why don't we call it a Baal Mitzvah? And lest you tell me there's a difference between the bad we call a Baal Lashon Hara, and a Baal Avera, but the good we call a Bar Mitzvah. What's the kash on that? Someone does a lot of Chesed is called a Baal Chesed, not a Bar Chesed. Someone's got great Midos, what do we call them? A Baal Midos. So we have a Baal Avera, a Baal Lashon Hara, a Baal Midos, a Baal Chesed. Why is it called a Bar Mitzvah? So Mayor's going to tell me because the Gematria Bar Mitzvah is 102.
I'm still working that out. But we call Bar Mitzvah Bar Chiyuv.
Right.
So it comes from that bar.
So I would say to you, if I'm in the basement, he Gufa. So that itself, explain to me why. Why is it? There's a lot of explanations. Okay, a bar means a son, and with a mitzvah you're forever connected. Okay, that didn't talk to me because a bar called a bar chesed. So I saw an explanation like this in Aramaic. What does the word bar mean? On the outside, the Gemara has by hitter mitzvah shlish mi lagav or shlish mi labar. Bar means on the outside. It means is not you, others, on the outside, not from within. One way to explain that is that a bar mitzvah now could positively impact others' mitzvah observance. You have 9 people and a 12-year-old, no minyan. Well, one sheep in the Gemara, fine, but we pass no minyan. And when it becomes 13, now other people could have a minyan. You have a zimun. So he affects other people's mitzvahs. I think it's more than that. Now that you become a bar mitzvah, you're a gadol. The definition of a gadol is someone who looks out to other people. You have achrayish now. You have responsibility. You as an adult can look out for the needs and be focused on other people. A bar mitzvah, because now that you're a gadol, it's not just that you're obligated to do your own mitzvahs, you're obligated to look out for other people, to take responsibility for the poor, the needy, and the oppressed. Maybe that's the connection to a chassan. A chassan now is no longer living for himself. He has someone else to worry about. He's living with someone else, he's caring for someone else, he's providing for someone else. We're telling the bar mitzvah boy, you are like a chassan. Now you don't have a kala, but you have all of Klal Yisrael to worry about. Bar means on the outside, looking out for other people. So maybe that's the idea, that's the connection to a bar mitzvah. It's a celebration of Torah and mitzvot, so the Ben Ish Chai. It's a celebration because now there's a tremendous schar, the schar that the bar mitzvah boy is going to get for every single mitzvah, unbelievable, the Yom Shel Shlomo, but also maybe the added simcha, like a chasen, is that now you have bar. Now you have to think about other people, you take responsibility for other people. And Moshe, we hope you will look out for other people. You'll do mitzvahs and you'll learn, you'll get tremendous schar, and we'll be happy, celebrate your mitzvahs, but we'll also watch you focused on bar, not just yourself, as a bar mitzvah, like a chasan, you think about other people. And if you do that, you'll bring tremendous nachas to your parents, your grandparents, the entire shul, and all of Klal Yisrael. Mazel tov, shkoyach, have a good night. We'll daven ma'ariv in 60 seconds.